This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Manny Nguyen. Our last guest is Allison Bremner, Tlingit artist and owner of the Caffeinated Raven, an emerging clothing line that promotes Tlingit culture and design, often through humor. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course. Could you introduce yourself and maybe tell us a little bit about yourself and about Caffeinated Raven?
Sure, yeah. Well, as you mentioned, my name is Allison Bremner. I'm a Tlingit artist based in Juneau, Alaska. I've been an artist for about 10 years, specializing in Tlingit formline design. And Caffeinated Raven came out of my thinking, how can I use my art to benefit other people? So my art is very much humorous. You know, instead of drawing a raven, I have a shirt that is how Raven accidentally wiped out the dinosaurs. So it definitely got a humorous twang in there, and a portion of the proceeds of each sale go to Northwest Coast Native language revitalization efforts, and I've also been able to branch out and donate to larger social efforts, like aiding women who have been victims of abuse, and also programs that support Native American reentry. So it's me finding a way for my art to also help other people.
Right. I think it's really great that you can have that linkage between your work and advocating for the causes that you care about. Before kind of digging into Caffeinated Raven, one of the things that I was wondering is, what is your relationship to coffee? And where does the name Caffeinated Raven come from?
Caffeinated Raven, yeah, well, I was thinking about, okay, building a brand, and all the research said, you know, make it personal, make it about yourself, and that is just me, honestly. Yeah. Caffeinated Raven, I've been joking for a while that I'm inspired by ancient traditions and modern coffee, so I am the Caffeinated Raven.
That's great. How long have you been associated with that name, or how long have you had it?
I've been transitioning for about a year. This is something I've been throwing around in my mind for quite a while. So I've been, for about a year, slowly transitioning all my social media handles over to Caffeinated Raven.
Got it. And by the way, congratulations on being a Path to Prosperity finalist from the Spruce Root, program. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited. I've seen the great things that other businesses have been able to do coming out of it. So I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious, kind of, why and when was it in your mind's eye to kind of pivot to a business? Because I know you've been making art for, you said, 10 plus years.
Yeah, and I'm very fortunate as an artist, you know, that my art has been well received, and I've gotten to do some wonderful things. Art is a very solitary practice, especially as a painter. So working by myself, you have tons of time to think. And I wanted a way to, connect personally with the outside world more, but also kind of take a step back 10 years in and think, okay, how, like I was saying earlier, how can I use my art to benefit other people?
Right.
Yeah.
And how would you describe the status of it? I assume it must be a little bit strange right now, too, because it's a pandemic. So I wonder how it's been in kind of like where you are in building out Caffeinated Raven, how you're thinking about it now, given kind of the limitations of being in person with others.
Right. Luckily with the internet, you're able to connect quite well that way, especially through social media. Specifically Instagram. So I'm pretty much at the very beginning stages of building this brand. I'm developing the website. I've started sales through my social media channels, and people have been fantastic in the reception of it and also their patience, you know, because this isn't Amazon Prime. You know, it's a party of one, very much, you know, responding to each message. So I just would love to quickly say thank you to everyone who has gone through the first round of orders with me.
Totally. And so we have two photos up on Juno Afternoon, which you sent us of some of your clothing. There was the T-shirt with the form line hands raised in solidarity and the Jeff Goldblum hoodie. Could you describe for listeners what those look like and the intent behind both of their creations? I really love the t-shirt, by the way. Are there any left? Sorry, those are two questions, two different questions.
Sure, yeah, I'll describe those. So one of them is the Jeff Goldblum hoodie. It is a mint hoodie, and it is a formline design of Jeff Goldblum from the image from the original Jurassic Park. It's the scene, Dr. Ian Malcolm, that went pretty viral on the internet where he's kind of laying there shirtless, like totally gratuitously. He could have left his shirt on in this scene, but he didn't. Thank you to him.
Thank you to him.
So it's him lounging across the front of the hoodie, and it says Jeff Goldblum. And that's very much like Caffeinated Raven humor right there, incorporating humor into design. And so with that one, a portion of the proceeds, I only released it for a week, and we were able to donate it to part of the proceeds to the Hike Foundation based in Metlakatla, working on the revitalization of the Simalagase language. So that was very fun. And the t-shirt is a black t-shirt, and it has six formline fists running across it. It's very much in solidarity with the Black Lives Movement and all the incredible social change that's happening. So part of the proceeds from that run, the first round sold out, which is fantastic, and the second round is on its way, and part of the proceeds were able to go to a couple different organizations. One that's supporting a specific woman who is a victim of abuse, and then another one supporting Native American reentry programs.
Can people still order these pieces of clothing anywhere, or have the runs run out for now?
I'm still selling the t-shirt, the Solidarity t-shirt. They can find me on Instagram or Facebook. I am holding off on selling like Jeff Goldblum and some of the other items until I have the actual website going.
How's the actual website going?
It's going well. I have a fantastic graphic designer, and it's just on me to kind of send them all the images and getting it up and running. So as soon as I get that done, then it'll happen.
Yeah. And I'm excited for more designs that are going to come out. I'm curious if you could speak to what are some important themes you feel manifest in your work. You could speak specifically in general, or perhaps what you're thinking within the realm of Caffeinated Raven as a clothing line.
Yeah. Originally, it was going to be based all in humor, because that's been my art style. We have Jeff Goldblum and how Raven accidentally wiped out the dinosaurs, and then I have one with the Vulcan Spock hand that says "Live Long and Potlatch." So there will be definitely some fun pieces coming out, but also recently I have been very interested in the potential of the brand to support, you know, serious things, larger social movements. So it started very much looking at, okay, how do we use humor to support language revitalization in Native America? But now I'm realizing that through the power of art, I can support lots of other things, which is, it's a pretty powerful why, I'll say that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So people can find your stuff for right now on Instagram and Facebook at Caffeinated Raven and kind of be there for updates on when your website might come out and when new work and new art might come out as well. And it's a great chance to also support wonderful causes in alongside getting really, really awesome art. Is there anything else you want to share with listeners?
No, that'll be it. Thank you very much for having me.
No, thank you. I guess I will ask one last thing, and it was about the song you sent us by Larissa Birdseye as an outro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear about it from you and why you felt it was, and just why you chose it. It's a great song.
Captain and Raven had its very first fashion show debut this past June with the Sealoft Heritage Institute Celebration Fashion Show. And they gave us total artistic license to choose which song would be playing in the background of our clothing. And I have seen fashion shows before, and I know that, you know, they're quite serious. So I was like, oh, I know what I need to do. So this was the song I asked a friend of mine, who's a fantastic musician, to cover. And yeah, I'm very excited about it.
And thank you for sending it. I think if there's anything else, thank you for coming onto the show, Allison.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Cause I'm a model, you know what I mean.